is this gonna go? Think. Move your car, slow ass Nissan. Getting rattly down here. Put a small towel in this side pocket in the door here, specifically to sit up against my my toll tag and some other stuff here to keep it from rattling around. Okay. Yes. This is, Yes, alright. This is how it's gonna go today. Yo, pulling out in front of me in this parking lot, that's a, well, it's fucked up. Hi, can I get a number 6 with a large Diet Coke?
Number 6 with a large Diet Coke?
And that's it.
Alright, that is going to be 605 for
today. Alright, thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anyone know if the Galaxy S7 works with the Gear VRs that they sold as being S6 compatible? There doesn't seem to be a new Gear VR that works that like claims to have S7 support. So I don't know. How you doing?
How are you today?
Doing okay.
All right.
Thanks, you too. It works according to Google. Okay. Someone sent in a Gear VR. Like mailbag type stuff, which is very generous and kind of crazy. But none of us have a phone that works with it, so. Actually, I don't know what kind of phone Rory has. I should check. Hi, how you doing? McGriddles. Yeah. All right. Thank you. No napkins. All right. Well, let's stay clean. The trouble is, with the Gear VR hooking up to the same port, you would hook up, like an HDMI port to, there's really no way for us to cover Gear VR games, other than to play them and talk about them, which, as everyone knows, is probably the worst way to cover VR stuff. Or maybe you don't know that, but from the feedback we've received, since VR has become a thing, it seems like people are interested in watching videos of us doing it, and nothing else. Breakfast is completed. And so am I. Back to bed. All right. I've yet to try Gear VR, just hasn't, I've been around them in a couple of cases, but just never had the time. So to now have the rig sitting on my desk, but no phone to slap in it, I was like, oh man. I was looking, I guess Woot has unlocked S6s for $280. Which seemed like a lot of money to pay for a phone I wasn't going to use, as a phone. Also, it was scratch and dent, and I didn't want to end up with one that had fucking scratches on the screen, because I imagine you put that into a headset, and probably the scratches probably get way more noticeable.
Hardly Wait is 98, but that was a great movie.
Yeah, it's in that category of really memorable, like late 90s movies that you connected with, because if we're all around that same age, we were going through that same shit.
Well, and also then, let's fast forward to about a year later, I was in my college dormitory and got sent, not the script, but just the scenes for a movie called The Bourne Identity. And I remember thinking, oh, this is really cool, like Matt Damon's a great actor, and Doug Liman is like an indie director, and this is really awesome.
That's right. This is like 2001-ish, right? 2002-ish?
Yeah, 2001, yeah.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And, but I was thinking, I've already enrolled in this the fall semester, and I might miss my final exams. Luckily, I did not listen to that voice and decided to...
What were you doing in college? What were you studying?
English literature.
Really? And you already had the movie under your belt. So you were recognizable. Was that a weird sort of time for you to be in college and you were doing movies? And...
It was great, actually. It was kind of a saving grace for me because that Save Last Dance came out in my freshman year. I had already spent the year in between high school and college. I took a year off and was working a lot. So I felt like, okay, this is good. I'm going to, change it up a little bit. And Save Last Dance came out and, like, changed my life, and it was nice to be in school and like have that insulate me from radical change, like all of a sudden people.
But when you're in college though, when you're in college and all this is going on, were you at all a normal college girl? I mean, other girls are worried about going to frat parties and drinking and making sure they don't make dumb decisions. Were you just there to like, I'm getting the job done, I'm working ready, or did you ever slip into like college girl mode?
I had a lot of fun in college, and I was really lucky that it was before social media. The evidence could not be used against him later.
Yeah, dancing and just being a party girl and having fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
When you look at Matt Damon, by the way, you said you get the script for Bourne Identity in 01, the movie comes out in 02. I'm looking at Matt Damon's IMDb. Now, he did a lot of stuff before that, but he wasn't the Matt Damon we knew today. So it was, he had Good Will Hunting, obviously, Saving Private Ryan, and
that,
Rounders.
Those are huge.
He had all three of them. Yeah, those are big ones. But so he was still like on his Matt Damon rise. So that was probably even more exciting.
He's on fire.
Well, he was an Oscar winner as a screenwriter, and he was also a really well-respected actor. But he wasn't considered, like, he wasn't an obvious choice for an action hero.
Right.
And so I remember thinking that was really interesting that, you know, it felt like it was going to be a cool movie. But also my character in the first version of it got killed, and then they recut it so that she got to survive, lucky me. And
right.
then who knew it was going to be like four movies later.
I was going to say, lucky yeah. your bank account.
Yeah.
four more gigs.
Well, I had college to pay for, so
yes.
there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's crazy. Well, you know, we jumped right to the Bourne Identity stuff. Did you ever have a regular job, though, leading up to this? Because it seemed like you were acting at such an early age. Did you ever have, you're a regular college kid, but did you have a regular job ever?
I babysat and, like, maybe cleaned a house or two, but nothing. No.
You never worked at a Wendy's like I did or anything?
I didn't.
Benigan's community?
Yeah, no.
You didn't miss out on anything.
Yeah.
You missed out on nothing. Yeah. It sucks. That's the worst shit ever. No, so you're working hard at your craft doing this sort of thing.
There have been times when I thought, like, okay, if this career tanks, could I get a job as a waitress? And it would be weird, right, if, like, I was waiting tables and... If I were waiting on you, would you be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Used to be Julia Stiles.
Exactly.
Yeah, aren't you Julia Stiles? So then, okay, you get the script and you're thinking about it. You go for it. You get it automatically. You just killed it. Or did you have chemistry with Matt Damon? Like, what do you think sealed the deal, you know, for this run for you back then?
I don't want to listen to these sleazebags talk to Julia Stiles.
Don't do it.
Then you can just say you went there for lunch or something.
With so much going on, it's a whole new epic park for a whole new epic experience. So go and claim it, because it's, well, you get the picture. Buy a season pass for $119 online. Epic Pass expires February 28, 2017. Blackout dates and restrictions apply.
I want to explain why I'm happy. First of all, my divorce is final. Everybody assumes that because you went through a divorce, you're enemies. It's not true. She's happy. She's moved on. I'm happy. I moved on. I'm happier than she is, though. I knew I was happy because I was talking to myself while I was walking. I was like, you hungry? I can eat. It was just me, though.
Kevin Hart, July 31st. Come.
Million people every week, and you.
Direct access to the stars and the biggest hits in the USA.
Broadcasting worldwide from the heart of Hollywood. This is American Top 40.
Now, here's your special AT40 guest host, Nick Jonas.
What's up, people?
Jonas.
If you're looking for Ryan Seacrest, you came to the wrong place this weekend.
What the fuck?
This is Nick Jonas, right in the middle of my tour with Demi Lovato, and fresh off my brand new album last year. It was complicated, but I'm putting all that aside to hang with you. So let's kick it off right now at number 40.
Jonas.
Is that you will be also doing some microdosing of LSD at her property.
In her in-law.
In the in-law, right.
Okay.
Number five. Five is when I think, if I were playing the game, five is when I think that she will probably say not interested, but I'm not playing the game. Five, you want to make sure she's got a washer dryer either there or nearby because you have either a history of or you plan on there being a good amount of blood and vomit.
Well, all right.
Well, the dime off of it's low, though. In the soybean trade, here we...
Thank you.
You know, there's another woman in that group, right? And her name is Christine McVie. She turned 73 this week. Fleetwood Mac on Classic Rewind with Christine Stone checking in on this Wednesday. Just halfway there. Just stay with it, okay? AC/DC and Molly Hatchet.
Okay. Hump day, am I right?
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them counters in them mullets, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them counters in them mullets, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them counters in them mullets, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat, and for the streets, it's the D.R.E. Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 minutes, add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dog. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh, wee. Put it in the air. Boy, you's a fool, D.R.E. Huh.
Ooh, wee. I looked over at my screen real quick there. This traffic's a little, you know, stop and go here. And I thought that it said Reggae Fizame, which I think would be pretty funny. Now your body is ready, man. Fuck, 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 brah! You know?
Contract to have it moving. They don't got up on the cupcake, just for move a while. Warehouses and pockets.
Stringing together some fucking bangers this morning. Some hot hits. Makes me want to fucking go work on a Dodge. I want to adjust the spark plugs on a fucking Cuda.
Thank you. With How to Love.
Cash. Start my group where we called Cash, Cash, Cash. Fuck that.
I represent Queens. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Cruise control for me. Like literally cruise control. I got, you know, so I got my feet up on geeking one. Dig what I'm saying? Touch screen everything. Push start everything. Everything is everything. And that's love. True.
I'm sorry, what?
into it right now. Brand new music from Wiz Khalifa, Lil Uzi Vert. Pull up.
And music that be captivating the heat. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to macking to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up all these NUTs, cause you get son of bitches at ease. As I vibe with the dog, town feels the breeze. B.I. Chuck Jess.
Rolling down the street, smoking and down, sipping on beer and juice.
Laid back. And a fat ass bubonic chronic that made me chuck shit. This ain't no joke, I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tangeray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the bar. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you, hoes, I'm out the door. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking
nationwide tour featuring hip-hop icons Public Enemy, Ice-T, Naughty by Nature, Opti, Grandmaster Melly Mel, and Scorpio, EPMD, and more. For more info, go to www.artofrapfest.com right now.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers.
Atomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform on robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly
seems sensible to me, Dirk. I don't know.
Gun explosion when my pen hits tremendous. Ultraviolet shine, blind forensics. I inspect you through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the masses with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Bumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed to blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and bound footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest slide.
As the world turns, I spread like germs. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burn. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack in a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock. Certified chatterbox. Vocabulary daughter talking.
I'm not like a huge fan of the song, but I just want to get to the one part that I like. Because I think it's
so I can squeeze with the advantage and
silly.
Get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme. Your fort is basic compared to mine. domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion catalog for all y'all that all praise through the God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Olympic
torch. I don't know. What if we just had him say, the saga continues, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, and then you just start rapping some more. Like, yeah, all right, yeah, fuck it. I mean, we could have a hook, but, like, why? That shit is so fucking played out. We just get ODB to just, the saga continues. That's great. It's great.
I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck. If I make it back, let's see.
It's a new song from Ordinary Take and Sonic C, and it's called KMA. And you are listening to Dada Land. Of course you are.
Of course I am. pick up the epic motherfucker. Is that what that guy just said? Ugh. I hope not.
Fucker! Why not just do it?
What?
This is Vigilant, the Pong Dance. And we're gonna play the Swanky Tunes instrumental remix. Get ready.
All's well here in the tunnel. Not moving very fast, but
thank you.
of the biggest dance festivals worldwide, Pasquale Rotella brings you Night Owl Radio, the coolest tracks from the sound of the underground and deeper. Every week is full of festival announcements, surprise DJ mixes, and more. Night Owl Radio, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific, exclusively on Electric Area.
Now broadcasting from Sirius XM New York, SXM Electro, resident DJ producer, Borges. This is the House of Borges on Electric Area now. For more info, Google Sirius XM Electro.
Come along now, come along now. Watch your step.
You are now entering the House of Borges.
What's up, guys? This is Borges. You are tuning into the House of Borges. We are here live from Times Square, New York. Getting right to it now, though, this is my collab with Seven Skies, and it is featuring Neon Hitch. It is called Lost and Found.
Following the door, we fell in love, but then it meant nothing. Choking me a rush, my damn enough to keep me up in the morning. I'm using this car,
I might have just caught a Magikarp at this stoplight. D- Yeah, I guess more people are playing it in San Francisco than there are up where I'm at, because every single one of these fucking stops has lures in. Someone at the Robert Dollar building is fucking setting it up. He acknowledges he can make more in the rap game than some of you can make with a bird in your hand. He'll acknowledge, like, look, you know, I'm not making more money than everyone that sells cocaine. But I am making more than some of you that are out there with a bird in your hand.
I've been doing this.
He's been doing this.
I've been doing this.
See?
Yeah.
Been a victim of being a prisoner inside your own mind. The bright lights of the street lights will make you go blind. Handicap your senses. You were just an apprentice of watching niggas jump fences. Now you in the Olympics and your hurdle was high enough to clear the tallest of clotheslines. Talented when they closing in on your behind. Life of a young delinquent, he even stole him a Lincoln. At 15, middle fingers walked out the precinct. I mean, the cycle just continued. The vital information and fine print on the menu. So you'll never read it, even if a nigga lent you money out my own pocket to make it right, you still attend to. Be on them corners with stop signs and a nine. Cause 9 times out of 10, Mac 11's cry. And 12 died yesterday. And if anyone divides, the 6 that carried you eventually lose their lives. True story.
Wiggle my way inside this office. Y'all wiggle where you wiggle, and I'll see you later.